Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams and riches become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning light.
We're back. 23 after, that's Dan Fogelberg, the late Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Whatever you got on your mind, whatever's happening in your business, under the small business sun, we got something that you can read or listen to there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, if you haven't already, we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Take the poll question right there on the homepage, and don't forget to check out the new video right there on the homepage, too. So all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Charlie Moore is our guest. He's the founder and the chairman of Rocket Lawyer, rocketlawyer.com. We're talking about some of the legal do's and don'ts, especially in the area of taxes. Right now, Charlie, we're going to stick with taxes or we're going to move on to something else?
Well, I think we can move on at this point, Jim. We talked about taxes last time, and I'd encourage everybody to visit that Rocket Lawyer Tax Legal Center to learn more. I wanted to make sure that your listeners understood two more, you know, really important things in terms of the legal health of their business, if you don't mind. One is contract negotiating, and the other, of course, they go hand in hand, creating written proof to protect your dream. And so putting things in writing, and then when you put it in writing, you know, how to negotiate.
When you say written proof, with regard to what?
Right. So a lot of times there are things that we may be doing that whether it's an employment agreement, which we just talked about, independent contractor agreements. I mean, the rules of the road for those relationships, corporate minutes. That's another thing that everybody should be doing on a regular basis to protect the legal status of the business. I'd say really everything that is meaningful, especially when money is changing hands. You want to create a contract around that.
Well, absolutely. And you were talking about with contracts. Also with contracts, as you're building up to a contract, as you're negotiating with someone, put in writing what you've agreed to up to that point, even though it's not a contract. You might even just take a few notes and before you break up for that particular time, just say, okay, let me make sure I got this straight. You and I have agreed on we talked about these things, and we basically are in agreement on these things and that we can put in the contract. Because I'll tell you, I got a pretty good memory, but it's not as good as it needs to be. It's not as good as writing it down.
Yeah, and you don't want to be hauled into court at some point with a lawyer refreshing your memory.
Well, plus the fact that I found that my memory is really good, but sometimes it's wrong.
Yeah.
Sometimes I remember things so well that I'm wrong.
Right. Well, I would say just remember, Jim, everything is negotiable, okay? Mm-hmm. Even when it seems like an agreement is settled verbally, there could be other terms in the contract that weren't discussed. So it's really important that you, first of all, if somebody presents you with a contract, read and understand it. If you need help, find a lawyer who can do it, who can read it with you or for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if something isn't right, you can always revise it. People sometimes get these documents and they look like, well, it's a bunch of legalese or boilerplate, and they go ahead and sign it. You know, you can revise any contract and send it back to the other party before signing. And if they won't let you do that, you know, we just went through, I'm going to mention a controversial subject, but we just went through this whole mortgage crisis in the country because people were signing maybe in some cases the most important, and these are small business people too, owning homes, the most important documents they may ever sign, and really not understanding what they're writing. So a big part of the process is first to read and understand. Then second, what I like to tell everybody is, you know, we have a me society. Actually, the best negotiators find out what's in it for the other person. They find out what the other person really wants. And if it's easy to get the other person what they want, if you've thought it through, it's going to be a snap to get you what you want. So start with trying to be a good listener in a negotiation. That's really point number two. After you got to read everything, but once you understand it, then be a really good listener and figure out what's in it for the other person and see, okay, how can I get them what they want while I get what I want, rather than just focusing me, me, me in a contract. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No question about it. What about, you got any advice on getting the business organized, getting it legally structured?
I do. And so, before I get to, I'll cover the last thing right before we get off, we have time, in terms of creating, you know, the written proof a little bit more. But the first element of written proof for your business is how you set the business up. Now, most businesses are in this country are still, in America, still organized as what's called a sole proprietorship,
mm-hmm.
meaning that's just the default. I haven't really filed anything with the government other than maybe doing business as a DBA in my local area. But other than that, the business is me, and I'm the business. And so,
and all personal assets are subject to any kind of claims against the business.
Yeah, and I sort of say that's kind of a Louis XIV business. If you know French history, Louis XIV said, "L'état, c'est moi." I am the state. Mm-hmm. And so, when you are the business, that you know what happened to him. Of course, when you are the business, you can be held personally liable.
So that's the reason why you probably need to be an LLC. Or a corporation, probably a subchapter S, and they can help you with that at rocketlawyer.com. Check it out. Charlie Moore, come back again real soon.
Hey, Jim, it's my pleasure. Love
you. Thank you. See you next time. Charlie Moore, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.